The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller. It is the 23rd of January, 2017, and Ron McDonald is riding shotgun with me today. I think that was a good idea. That was just on the spur of the moment, just to take that interview, MP3 it, and be able to email it to each one of the people that should know what's going on. And what I want to relay to Mr. McCoy, the judge down there in Tennessee, Republic Broadcasting Network is going to jump on its high horse and it's going to ride right up the crack of your butt. All right? Because there is more to this. And I didn't know the collusion between him and his assistant. I wasn't aware of that. And Mr. Tolliver, to get a reduced sentence over working this guy over, or maybe just killing him. This guy is going to have a lot to answer for, and the only thing I'm going to ask is the powers that be open up their eyes, open up an investigation, and let the chips fall where they may. Folks, here's a flash for you. We have, 3,400 counties in this country? How many of these county people have been up to their eyeballs in corruption? You know, the good old boy network, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. But generally speaking, when they start to get investigated and indicted, they start to turn state's evidence for reduced sentence or favor. And I have a funny feeling a lot of people are going to be starting to doing a lot of talking. So, folks, your funding to this network is going to keep some wise ass like me up and running for another day just to dig the spurs into these corrupt individuals' sides repeatedly. And I mean repeatedly. Now, back to our story here. So who are these extremists? The Weather Underground, originally called the Weathermen, taken from the line in Bob Dylan's song, was a small violent offshoot of the Students for Democratic Society. Yeah, the SDS, created in the turbulent 60s to promote social change. Well, when the SDS collapsed in 69, the Weather Underground stepped forward, inspired by communist ideologies and embracing violence and crime as a way to protect them. The Vietnam War, racism, and other left-wing aims. Our intention is to disrupt the empire, to incapacitate it, to put pressure on the cracks, claimed the group's 1974 manifesto, Prairie Fire. By the next year, the group had claimed credit for 25 bombings and would be involved in many more over the next several years. Now, the group that Ayers started is a terrorist organization that embrace violence and crime as a way to protest. Sounds a lot like what happened during Trump's inauguration. Buildings had windows bashed out, cars were smashed and spray painted, limos were torched on fire, violent liberals picked fights with Trump supporters, trash was lit on fire, and the police had to use percussion grenades to break up violent liberal protesters. Now, the organizers for the violent protesters is Bill Ayers, Obama's personal friend. There is a screenshot. If you go up to our website, Mike, I'm going to send this over to you. You will be able to see the screenshot from the Refuse Fascism website that organized the violent effect, the event itself. And who is right at the top? That's right, Bill Ayers, activist, educator. And there's another, there's a whole list here of who the people were that were involved in this. So, Refuse Fascism asserts that Trump must be stopped whether he was legitimately elected or not. From Refuse Fascism website, we must not lose the momentum. Act on Monday at noon in Washington, D.C. and all over. Our resistance on Monday must call even more people back into the streets to stop this regime. We must stop business as usual this week. Every faction and power structure must feel compelled to respond to what the people do. This could force a political situation in which the Trump-Pence regime is prevented from consolidating and could be ousted. Really? Not from what I'm hearing. Even from Democrats, registered Democrats, they're happy as hell this guy's in there. Now, Ron, I know this. You didn't miss this. Because what we saw through the mainstream media was a program, an agenda against Donald Trump. I think we can say that with a fair amount of certainty. As a matter of fact, I'm sure of it. Okay, I'm 100% convinced of it. And what these people are doing to push their social agenda, delegitimizing a guy that was legitimately elected. And they don't, these dumb clucks either refuse to or they're too stupid to, which I doubt it's the latter and not the former. But are they that stupid not to see the positive change that this is going to make in this country?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, I don't get it. I don't understand. And I have to say on the protests where the women got together and that, most of them there were only there for concerns, not to cause problems. So you had a group of people that were paid to cause the problems there. I just don't get it why they're not listening to and seeing the activity of Donald Trump today and what has progressed already in this country.
Their shallow line of thought is telling them, oh, it's business as usual. Now, look how many billionaires he's putting into office, into his cabinet. You know, this is the thinking. You know, I guess they would feel better if they had a president that was brought up by the CIA like Barack Obama was given cover, was given phony records, the whole nine yards. And here's the thing. If our intelligence agencies are that dirty, namely the CIA in this country, do you think the CIA will remain intact as it has before to cause chaos, death, and destruction worldwide like it's been doing unfettered for more than a half a century? There's a lot more to worry about in these intelligence agencies. He went directly to the CIA. There were over 400 agents that he spoke to himself. He didn't have to do that. He's got a new CIA director that he's got picked, which the Democrats are stalling on. But it looks like he's probably going to get the nod for that position, head of the CIA. And I don't think Donald Trump is going to cotton or turn a blind eye to the CIA shenanigans or any other intelligence agency, or the Pentagon, or anybody else in this government. You know, folks, I'm telling you, people don't even know how to gauge this guy. They really don't know what he is about. And the ones that don't get what he's about are the ones that were against Donald Trump right from the start. Without him doing anything, just talking as a person running for a public office.
I think the biggest factor involved here is he's not in anyone's back pocket.
Bingo.
Hillary Clinton, Jesus, how many back pockets was she in and still remains in?
Well, did you watch the inauguration?
Yes, I did.
I was watching George Bush very closely. Here was another one of these guys that was propped up to take that office. He isn't smart enough to run his own business, let alone a country. And that man was uncomfortable. more than uncomfortable. He looked like he was ready to jump out of his skin. I have a sneaking suspicion that the Clinton Foundation, him, his daddy, are involved up to their eyeballs in it. There are many more people outside of Billy Clinton and Hillary Clinton are involved in the Clinton Foundation and all the shenanigans that took, and we don't even know, because, geez, we've lost 33,000 emails. We don't even know to the extent, but we know there is enough out there that the IG, the Inspector General, can request of the Attorney General that we've got enough evidence here to go after and possibly indict and go after a conviction of Hillary Clinton et al., daughter, Billy Boy, the Bushes, and God knows who else is in this little country club. Now, you are aware, Ron, that they've shut the Clinton Foundation down.
No, I wasn't.
Well, they had 20 people as of last Thursday or Friday, and I'm sure by now they're gone as well. When was the last time that you heard a foundation that promoted itself as being, well, just that, we help people in need and we get funds together to help people worldwide? What legitimate, and it was big, it was worth multi-millions and millions of dollars, you'd think that Hillary Clinton would want to keep that going just for the good PR that she could draw from it, just in case she thought she could run for 2020, or maybe even be stupid enough, I'm sorry, bold enough, to run for mayor of New York.
Are you saying that the Clintons are liquidating at this moment?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Wow. I know Judicial Watch won their case in the U.S. District Appellate Court concerning that the present attorney general will have to prosecute for violation of law against Hillary Clinton.
There's no two ways about it.
And I think Donald Trump was only being gracious at the inauguration, merely probably to let the liberals know that he's acceptable of her, but it's out of his hands.
Bingo.
What happens to her?
Bingo. So Donald Trump is off by on his own stump. He's thanked Hillary for her many years of service, and that's fine. He acknowledged Barack Obama. He acknowledged the Clintons. He acknowledged the Bushes. He's acknowledged everybody. But Donald Trump is his own man. He's got his own agenda, of which most of you and I would agree with, and that's moving forward. But all of these people were all globalist. Their New World Order is blowing up in, right in front of their damn faces. And more importantly, what is exactly on the heels of this is everybody, including the Brexit people, including countries in Europe, this country most assuredly, that know exactly what the banks have done. Who's behind the globalist agenda has always been the world's banks. That is next on the chopping block, and they know that. This whole damn thing is getting ready to unravel right in front of their damned eyes, and they are scared, and there's not a damn thing they can do to stop it. Not one thing. The threats, the intimidations, doesn't matter anymore. People are energized. They have become comfortable once again with their own convictions of doing what's right instead of being derided on, well, you know, you can't touch these people. You know, they're too big to fail. Really? Fail they must and fail they will. And we're going to help you. We're going to help you fail. Chris in Las Vegas. Hello, Chris.
Afternoon, Ron and John.
Hi.
So I was really quite moved because I closely identify with your previous caller who was calling from the incarceration facility after being horrifically abused, tortured, unfair, and what you might call cruel and unusual punishment in their private foreign corporate jails, because I was recently victimized in much the same way myself for being a truth advocate and an adversary that is somewhat credible and worthy of fear in the eyes of the criminal terrorists that run this Las Vegas area where I'm at.
Oh, boy. That's a mouthful. Hey, you're feeling better? You might get a football team.
Well, if you're up for the second round, I'll share it with you, but it's really quite a horrific story.
Okay, I'm sorry, Chris, not today. I've got a lot of information to cover. A lot has transpired over the weekend. I will take that call later on, and we'll go through it. But one horror story per show is the limit for right now.
I get it.
Okay.
One thing I did want to say about your Trump observations is I think what you're seeing with the Clinton gang is the rats are fleeing the sinking ship because the kleptocratic criminal government, as Michael Rivera calls them, the narcocracy, are running away like scared rabbits because they're frightened that the justice system is going to unload on them and put them behind bars. And I think the Clintons have probably moved their assets into foreign bank repository trust funds and are getting ready to flee the country.
Well, and I'll tell you what, with clean hands, how can the federal government go after anybody, charge anybody, indict them, jail them, when they're up to their eyeballs in corruption themselves? And don't you think that that would be a good indication that, well, the laws apply to everybody, and it doesn't matter if you're a pauper, or it doesn't matter if you're a billionaire. If you're a criminal, you will be charged, you will be tried, and you will go to jail. I can think of no better message to send.
That's that old-fashioned concept of equal justice under the law for all, right?
Wow, where did you get that? I had to write that down. Ron, have you ever heard that before?
Never before in my life.
Holy mackerel, what a concept.
Wouldn't that be great, huh?
You guys, thank you so much. Like I say, my heart goes out to that guy. He is being horrifically abused, terrorized. And it's just a travesty of justice, of injustice, what it is.
Well, and you know what came to mind when he was describing the FBI agents with the MP5s and the assaults and the mini interrogation and threats? I'm thinking to myself, wonder which one of those is the one that shot Lavoie Finicum.
Well, I've got some similar things to tell you when you're ready for it. So you be blessed, and you and Ron travel safe, and keep up the great work of putting sunshine on the criminal cabal that run this country before.
Hey, do me a favor, Mike. Take him down, get his home number. Thank you, Chris.
You bet.
All right. Folks, I mean, Ron, this is... I don't know if I would call it fun. But I would say this, and I've reminded, and folks, please do me the courtesy of remembering, that I've said on this program many times that, you know, it's not going to be easy to reverse all this stuff. It's been going on for a number of years. The corruption is anywhere from your town council to your county government to your state all the way up to the Fed. And it's going to take some time to unravel it. But it's starting to unravel. And I hope that those that have been persecuting, and I use that term properly, persecuted, harassed, intimidated, killed, unnecessarily jailed, and a number of other things. Your day is coming. Because this whole thing, in case you missed it, the people voted for Trump because they were tired of your shenanigans. They were tired of the corruption. They were sick and tired of it. So if we can elect a president, what do you think your scrawny little butt sitting on a county council, or if you're a corrupt county sheriff, or if you're a police officer on the take, or if you're a double-dealing governor, that you will not be found out and be prosecuted? What makes you think that you're special? The people will continue speaking. I'm not talking about the riotous looterous. I just think I made up a new word. Looterous. The
sounds
ones
good.
Out there looting. Sound good to you? Looterous?
It sounds good. Okay. I'm going to use that.
Okay, well, looterous. Well, the scumbags are out there just breaking the law, claiming that, they're just being picked upon. Look, there's enough blame to go around, and the first person you should blame is yourself. Okay? All lives matter. I don't give a damn if you're white, brown, black, Chinese, Japanese. I don't care. It's you that have demonstrated that you don't give a damn about life. And I'm talking not only of Black Lives Matter, but everybody that's been involved in this coup that they've attempted to do inside this country. And we are the first people you should be applauding, but you're not. You don't understand what this is about. because you've been so far removed from the ideology that supports this grand republic and even your freedom. You've totally missed it. You missed it all. We can't miss this break. We've got to take it. 3 minutes. We'll be right back. Mike, I'll take your call right after the break.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Back, Mike in South Carolina. Go ahead, Mike.
Thank you for taking my call, John. Boy, it sounds like things are heating up for the right reasons.
I'm sorry, say that again.
It sounds like things are heating up for the right reasons.
Oh, it's about time. I didn't know whether to go blind, get drunk, or wind my wristwatch, and I don't even wear one.
I'll take all three of the above.
I hear you.
Now, I have something to talk to you about off the air if you want to, but I'm going to briefly give it to you because I need to have it on the air. Donald Trump's former trust advisor, who's located in Knoxville, Tennessee currently, has been virtually financially destroyed by three other judges in Tennessee, three other attorneys in Tennessee, a Supreme Court justice member, and also an offshore tax haven located out of Nevis. They pretty much destroyed him from being able to fight for his trust that they stole from him. The biggest part that I'm going to tell you right now is that the attorney who's located out of Nashville happens to be linked to the hip with President Vladimir Putin. And I'm telling you, this stuff goes to the highest levels like you wouldn't believe.
All right.
The stolen trust has cost this man, a former president, President Trump's former trust advisor, cost him damn near his life. They've damn near destroyed him, this man. And I'm about ready to contact Trey Gowdy's office and say, man, you need to get something done about this stuff.
So,
all being hidden out.
So,
go ahead.
I'm thinking here, they've been trying to nail Vladimir Putin with bringing down Hillary Clinton and the Democrat Party, when it appears to me, with all the information I've read and all the stuff that I reviewed, that actually came from our own intelligence agencies, because they didn't want this biddy in office. So do we want to stoke up this thing with Vladimir Putin?
No, we don't want to stoke it up, because I think he's sincere and honest. I don't think he knows what's going on behind his back.
Ah, okay. Well, you said connected to Vladimir Putin.
By the hip. He can make a phone call and be in front of Vladimir Putin anytime he wants. He was out there about 6 months ago.
Okay, all right. Well, Mike, do me a favor.
And also the IRS is involved in this, too. You won't believe what's going on, John.
All right, well, Mike, do me a favor. Give Mike your contact number. All right?
Right. Will do.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
All right. We can become dangerous, folks. But not dangerous like they've been indicating that we're... Did you hear, Ron, did you hear Mike Parsons say, you sovereign citizen?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the antithesis of what this government should be about. And by the way, we are on a Trump watch. And I did hear Donald Trump just say during, his first, you could call it a press conference, he called this country a democracy again. And I'm going to make damn sure, with everything within my power, to make our president, our new president, Donald John Trump, aware that this country is not a democracy. It is a republic. He just took the oath of office, not to the democracy for which it stands, but the republic. And his number one job as the head CEO of that corporation, well, in times past, was to make sure that all the republics and all the states out there, give it a name, don't care what you call it, the number one priority for the United States government was to ensure we had a Republican form of government in this country. And that has been confused with a lot of people. Oh, a Republican. Oh, you just want... No. It was the Whigs that changed their name to Republicans way back when. Let's not get confused. The Democrats are the true standard for democracy. Well, maybe they are. Maybe they are. Mike in Colorado. Hello, Mike.
Hey, gentlemen, I got a quick story for you. Sunday night, I was at the Stop and Rob, and the clerk was asking me if I saw the inauguration, the guy I know. And I said, you know, I read the transcript. He said, well, what'd you think? And I said, well, if he does half of what he says he does, those people who are protesting and mad are going to be way better off. And the guy behind me kind of taps me on the shoulder, and he was bristling a little bit, and he said, his rhetoric's bad for the country. So I said, what rhetoric is that? And he said, you know his rhetoric. I said, where he says he's going to give D.C. back to the people? And he got this look on his face, and I honestly thought it was going to blow us. He turned red, didn't say another word, turned and went to the back of the store. So the point of me calling was that I think people are going to get this, probably not as quickly as you and Ron and some of your listeners, and even Trump himself is going to have to learn about the Republic and about some different things we all talk about. But it does look like it's headed in a positive trajectory after today.
I would say so. Hey, we got to go to break. Mike, anything else?
Nope. Thanks for taking my call, gentlemen.
You're welcome, sir.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafine, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen. These courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can...
Doesn't get any better than this. Trump signs executive order killing Obama's legacy trade deal. President Donald Trump, got to get used to saying that, not President-elect Donald Trump, but he may actually made it into the office. He wasn't killed. There wasn't a coup. And by the way, I had a caller that called me last Friday and said he got a little bit worried when he saw the military coming up behind Trump while he was giving his acceptance speech. He thought that they were there, and I misunderstood him. I thought he meant that they were there for Trump. And he said, no, for the criminals that were sitting behind him. At any rate, withdrawing from the legacy trade agreement former President Barack Obama worked on for years. Trump withdrew from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, fulfilling a campaign promise. The withdrawal was among the first orders of the day. The Trump administration intends to pursue trade deals working for all Americans, according to the updated White House website. This strategy starts by withdrawing from the Trans-Pacific Partnership and making certain that any new trade deals are in the interest of the American workers. And when he was on that campaign trail, folks, you heard him. You know, this wasn't a politician. I think everybody had the sense of that. But on the campaign trail, he said repeatedly that this TPP thing is going down. And folks, I think we're actually looking at the demise of the snowflake factory, the ones that I've warned you about repeatedly. Find out in the public school system what your children are being taught, or more importantly, what they're not being taught. It looks like the federal system of the public school is going down in flames. So on the issue of Obamacare, this is still not in and it's still not clear. They keep asking for what's the backup plan? Well, in my estimation, Ron, there shouldn't be any backup plan at the federal level for Obamacare, because the government, the federal government, doesn't have any business being involved in medical issues to begin with. And the indications that I'm seeing is this is going to be kicked back to the states. And they can do with it whatever the hell they want to do with it.
I agree with you. The backup. Well, I did hear this morning that they're going to replace parts of Obamacare and keep parts of Obamacare in the new replacement, but they're not there yet.
Well, but here again, the indication I'm seeing that this is not going to be federally run. This is going to be kicked back to the states.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
Yeah. Let me see what else is going on here. By the way, I guess by executive order, he also stopped the ability for the sanctuary snowflakes and those that have been arresting criminal aliens. Let's make this perfectly clear. Criminal aliens, aliens in this country that are here illegally, that have committed crimes. Yeah, they're still going to get prosecuted. They're still going to be sent to jail. But once they are sent to jail, if it's not for murder, a lesser charge, they're not going to be released back out in the streets. They're going to be returned directly to enforcement, the Border Patrol and ICE, for immediate deportation. You know, I've got a little message for our little snowflakes and the... I don't even know what the hell to call these people. You know, you could call them communists, but they don't think that they're carrying Marxist pails of water around with them. They don't even know that. But you keep playing around with this. You keep doing what you are doing. And the very same people that were pissed off, and rightfully so, to the nth degree, please do not bring the wrath of the people that put Donald Trump into office with shutting you people down. And I'm not suggesting for one second violence or anything else. But you keep up with your absolute claptrap, your disassociated snowflake mantra. You are soon to be ignored after we rout you out of the school systems. And that's one of the things behind this, Ron, by the way. And these tenured teachers that you can't get rid of, that are the snowflakes teaching our children anything but what they're supposed to be there teaching them, the reading, the writing, and arithmetic kind of deal, in their socializing, massaging young brains to come in their Marxist view of things, that's going to come to a stop. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do about the tenured professors in college, but hey, we'll see.
Well, those kids will grow up being professors, so it'll change. It'll ricochet. But did you read your own article on the United Nations?
Yeah, the bill.
Yes.
Do you have that in front of you?
No, I don't. But
then why did you bring it up? Okay, hold on.
You, I thought it was an incredible bill, and it would take effect if it were passed in 2 years. I mean, what are we paying, 22% of the United Nations right now?
Oh, it's more than that. And what he describe what you're talking about to the listeners, Ron, because they don't have a clue.
In 2 years, if the bill passes, the United States will be a non-member to the United Nations. It will also have to pack up and leave New York. There will be no diplomatic immunity for anyone in the country from the United Nations. We basically are shutting it down over here. They can go somewhere else.
You know, I don't know if my heart can take too much more good news.
No.
This is incredible. And this is the what? He was sworn in on Friday at noon.
Oh, Friday, yeah.
And then here we are just, what, 72 hours later?
But this is his first day at work.
I know. I can't wait for the next, let me see, 3 years and 300 and, what was it, 61 days? What can the man accomplish in 361 days? And, oh, by the way, if he's still of sound mind and they haven't killed him yet, it looks to me if he keeps himself in relatively good shape, he could be the president from 2020 to 2024.
Yeah.
Whoa. Ooh, now that's a scary thought.
I don't think we'll have any more liberals at that point.
My head is just reeling. Here is a non-politician promised the American people, and I hope people were paying attention to that inaugural address. Probably the shortest in, 100 years. But he nailed it. If you don't know what I'm saying, go back and listen to it again. These were not threats. The man was stating his view, his position, and where he's moving. You are looking at the policies of Donald Trump. And I'll tell you what, any smarmy little lawyer operating in and around there, I don't care if you're a lobbyist, I don't care if you're some smarmy lawyer that have been covering the kitty litter of the Bushes or the Clintons or anybody else that's connected to that crime cabal. If I were you, I'd be very, very worried. As a matter of fact, I might even give up my job and kind of disappear. Maybe become an electrician or maybe a plumber. Anything that would, for an honest dollar, you got to do an honest day's work.
And one other thing is he's basically has done all-out war against the media. If they give fake news, he's going to point it out. I don't care if it's on a daily basis. It will be pointed out to the American people. So he is, and I have to say this. I recognize him as a man that has a little bit of revenge. Who was it? Who was the Primus? Brian Primus? That when he was asked to endorse Donald Trump, he said,
Priebus.
Priebus, yeah. When he was asked to endorse Donald Trump for the nomination for the presidency, he said, well, I'm not there yet. Guess what happened when he was running? Donald Trump said the same thing. Well, I'm not there yet. So he does have his, he has kind of that revengeful little spot on him. He's not going to let
Reince Priebus, I mean, Donald Trump went after him when he was the head of the RNC. And he said, look, I'm seeing shenanigans here. Tell me that you're going to, as your position, you know, you're the head of the Republican National Convention. Tell me that there's not going to be any shenanigans. And the more Reince Priebus talked to Donald Trump, the more he understood who and what this guy was about and what he wanted to accomplish. Well, look who he is now.
Yeah.
He's the top dog there in his cabinet.
Chief of staff, yeah.
Yep. Yep. That does not come easy. When you have a right-hand man, you've got to be able to trust that guy implicitly, and I'm sure the Reince Priebus said, look, Donald, I'm down with you. You go.
Yeah. I was a little amazed that he did choose him for chief of staff, you know, because of what he had stated right after the audio tapes against Donald, you know, and it's like he wanted nothing more to do with Donald Trump. But look it, now he's chief of staff.
Rob in Chicago. Hello, Rob.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Ronald, it's good to hear you on the phone. Reince Priebus, I thought he had that speech Sunday over the weekend where they interviewed him, and it was only about a 45-second thing. He says, if they come out with false news and they keep coming out after Donald Trump continuously. We are going to come after them every single day and twice on Sunday.
That's it.
That's what he said. That's exactly it. It's like, look, we are serious about this. And you talk about the snowflakes. You talk about the people that are out there. You don't know what to call them. John, do you remember the movie called Idiocracy? We now have a split nation. We have a republic and we have an idiocracy. The idiocracy is the snowflakes. Those people, they're going to have their little world, their little delusional world. But guess what? Like, you know, like Ronald said, pretty soon their world's going to shrink and shrink and shrink. And they will have nothing left to hold on to but a bunch of delusional memories of what they should have.
And thank God, Rob, that we're not the homophobes and misogynists and the violent ones that would wish violence on them. Because, as I pointed out, most of the snowflakes gave up their ownership of firearms. They think that they're bad and they're evil. Oops. But what have we not done to the left? We have not. There's been no physical altercations. There's been no violence. These people would be very easy to squash. And I don't want to see that happen. This is why I kept Rob talking about the tipping point. That if something isn't done and right away, we will never get this country back.
Well, I from what I am seeing, and John, it goes with everything. I sat here and I kept going, Paul Ryan. Now, believe it or not, Paul Ryan has been trying to get back in touch with a particular, we'll call it an MD that I know, a natural doctor that worked with him years ago. And he, at that time, was against Obamacare completely. And then suddenly he gets in there, he gets under the spell of Obama and, you know, the evil satanic forces that he had behind him. And next thing you know, he turns around. But now all of a sudden, all of these guys see, people see the changing of the guard. And all of a sudden, it's like they got their come to Jesus moment and go, hold on, I better straighten my stuff out or else I'm going to be exterminated. And I'm not saying literally exterminated, right. But their political
career is
being
done.
Exterminated.
Yep.
Yeah. And that goes by all the things. Now, one thing I did want to point out, I did see that same thing in the speech. I mean, I was clapping, I was cheering at everything that he said, and literally, I was, you know. But I saw the moment when all of those military came up behind him. But did you notice the one thing? It wasn't just one branch of the military.
It was all of them.
All the colors there.
Yep.
It was every single branch. And I think that's what people should be looking at, is every single branch.
Rob, let me ask you a question. Did you watch that live?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what was your thoughts when you saw the military guys representing every, you know, Army, Marines, Coast Guard?
I was calmly worried as to why this was going on.
I'd never seen it before. I'd never seen anything like it before.
No. But I will tell you one thing that I was doing as I was watching the procession up to the, you know, up to the Capitol and all of that. I had my box of ammunition out, and I was sorting my mags, and I was loading my mags. And I am not kidding you. I was organizing my stuff because, you know what? The best preventative thing is to know that there's a firewall they're not going to get through. They are not getting through that firewall, and that's what they put up behind him. That was his firewall.
Well, and Rob, I just want to remind people, I want to take this opportunity to say that we're not still drunk from Donald Trump here. I didn't go to any of the balls. I was not invited. And I preferred to stay out of Washington, D.C. any damn way. At any rate, we're on a Trump watch here. So if Donald Trump does something that it's unconstitutional, and it seems that this is what he keeps referring to, he wants to do the right and constitutional thing. The problem that I see is there's not enough people around him that could tell him the difference between the de facto and the de jure and what exactly has been done to this country. You know, it's probably going to take him 8 years of being in office to straighten out a lot of different things.
He's a fast learner, though, John. Like you said, you get him some information, we get him information. You know, obviously he's human. He can only, you know, be up 20 hours a day instead of 24. But the point being is the fact that this man has fixed how much in 48 hours or 50, whatever, 72 hours? I mean, dear God, he's accomplished more than Obama, Bush, Clinton, and all of them for the past 30 years accomplished. The people see it. The people are standing behind it. The people are pushing down the snowflakes and the bull garbage.
I understand.
They are standing there arm to arm with him. And yes, it's our job. As you've reminded, I'm reminding people, we are there to stand behind him and make sure to hold him accountable to do what we need him to do. That's it.
Well, and hopefully he's smart enough to play the game that he's out there saying the word democracy, representing this form of government we have in this country, just as a stall tactic. Because what I see him doing behind the scenes and what I'm being told is you ain't seen nothing yet.
You know,
you can't give too much to these people.
Go ahead, Ron. Rob, hold on a second. You probably didn't hear.
You have to give Donald Trump credit for his strategy. He first got the military behind him. He got all the police behind him. Now he has the CIA behind him. He's getting the force of this government behind him. So I think he's going to do things incredible for this country.
All right. Rob,
he's doing it respectfully.
Yeah, and he is with a class and I did not expect. You know, I mean, giving kudos to Obama and kudos to Clinton when he knows what she is, but for the sake of looking presidential, he did exactly what a president should do. The peaceful transition of the federal power from the president to the new president. But here again, let's remind everybody, and Donald Trump is fully aware of this, of how the federal government has overstepped its bounds. What I said initially is the first priority of the United States government is to make sure that all the states have a Republican form of government. And that is not a political statement. That is referring to republic and not the democracy.
Yes, sir.
All right, Rob.
Yes, sir. One minor thing.
Yeah.
The Clinton Foundation, the beauty of that is it's crumbling, but where's the money going to go? They can't just let it go into Nowheresville. It has to go somewhere towards, you know, good intentions.
Well, I don't know. Has any reporters been sitting out of Hillary's house outside of it? She might have already packed up her bags and emptied out the account and took off.
it'll come out like, you know. Anyways, all right. Take care, gentlemen.
All right, Rob. Thanks for your call. Alan, South Carolina. Hello, Alan.
Hey, John.
Hey, Alan.
Regarding snowflakes.
Yes.
I'm going to go on a premise here that mind, body, and soul, our demonstrators are the same as the nihilists, Fabians, and socialists who set fires, broke glass, and fought the police in the streets in Russia in 1917. Hmm. On that premise, we're living in an epic time. Seems appropriate, then, to remember two famous warnings from two famous men. One, George Santayana. Those who fail to remember history are condemned to relive it. And John Philpott Kern, price of liberty is eternal vigilance. So,
Alan, how about this of ironies and of ironies? And you rightly pointed out that the Russian Revolution, the communist over there to overthrow the Tsar, and look what we have now. We have that trying to overthrow this government. And the guy that's in Russia right now, Vladimir Putin, looks more presidential than any past president we've had in this country.
Say, John?
Yes.
Donation number?
Donation number. Alan, is there anything else, sir?
Oh, I wanted to say I'm sure glad the first time I ever talked to you, you were doubting you last of January. Here you are.
Here I am. Here I am with a fresh of with fresh air under my wings and ready to beat for I don't know how much longer we can, but we have a mission. As long as I have a job to do, I can't see any retirement going on here. Not that I have any money to retire on any damn way.
Well, but that's the last thing I'd like to say to you, if I could. Now, the quotations I just offered, often their exact words are usually mauled and slightly misquoted. So, you know, that was generally what they said. And they probably on the sidewalk they're remembered in different ways. But to my understanding, with some study, that's more or less exactly what they said. Of course, Phil Kearns was in a long speech, and Santayana's was just one sentence, like
yeah.
it says.
Yeah.
But anyway, remember the Bolsheviks and be eternally vigilant. And thanks for your activism, John.
Well,
and don't relax and don't let up.
I'm not. As long as I have the room to and the latitude to move, I'll keep doing exactly what I'm doing. It looks like I've started off the new year right here by being Crime Buster Central, getting involved in people that are being, harassed and gone after the FBI. So I'll take that monicum, I'll paint myself, the target on myself voluntarily, as long as I'm fighting the ne'er-do-wells and the real crooks and criminals. I don't care. If that's the job, the new job of me in this network into the future, so be it.
Well, I know you don't like to be preached to, but I will anyway. Take it one day at a time.
One day at a time
like
it is.
Like the song says, God bless us out of this mess.
All right. Thanks, Alan.
I'm gone. Thank you.
Thank you. As I reminded people from time to time, you know those little movable signs, usually painted orange, bright lights on them, and they're, you know, the movable advertising stuff. They got flashing lights, opening of a new store or whatever. After a storm had hit, the sign had read, God bless America. When the storm hit, it left everything intact except one thing. It blew away the bee. So the sign read, Godless America.
Wow.
I still have that photograph. At any rate, donations. Folks, we need to keep this thing cooking. As a matter of fact, we need to turn up the heat. Support what we are doing. Use your Donald Trump post-inauguration ball hangover. Have a shot of the dog that bit you. The hair of the dog that bit you. And donate to the network. Please. We need you now. I explained, if you didn't hear the first hour of the show, go back and listen. Go up to the archives and listen. Folks, we're going to be doing a lot of activism. Before, we were just doing the commenting and news gathering and talking to you all, educating you. What I'd like to do is move this one notch up. I'd like to get into the activism stage to help assist and restoring this republic. And that's going to take some doing. Maybe a better mind than mine. At any rate, Ron McDonald, thank you. Please call us, folks, right now. 800-724-2719, extension 3. Mike would be happy to take your donation. Or go up to our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org. Donate button at the top. That'll take you to the PayPal page. Donate generously. There's also our address up there if you want to send a check, money order, FRNs wrapped in foil. We ain't proud and we don't care. Our address is on that site, on our website as well. And Ron McDonald, here's to happier days ahead. What do you think?
I think we're going to get there, John.
I think we are. All righty, my friend. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thank you.
All right. And thank you for being here, folks. Remember, we still got a long way to go. This is just a start. But what a hell of a way to start 2017. I'm loving it.
Cohibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.